Jamhuri ya Zimbabwe.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. This Friday, September the 9th, 2022, I am Tungamili Nkomao. Tonight, we are continuing our coverage on the passing of British monarch Queen Elizabeth II. The Queen died yesterday at the age of 96 after sitting on the throne for 70 years. She goes down as the longest reigning monarch in British history. The royal family put out a statement yesterday saying the Queen died peacefully at her Balmoral Castle in the Scottish Highlands. World leaders from U.S. President Joe Biden to Emmerson Mnangagwa of Zimbabwe and many others are also paying their respects. The Queen's son Charles is now the new head of state, known as King Charles II. Lichonanjani Zuluganda siyahlangana kuhlelo lwe Live Talk. Lamhlanje sixoxa ngokubhubha kwendlovukazi yaseBhilithane uQueen Elizabeth II, yena otshone izolo eseleminyaka yokuzalwa efika phose ikhulu 96. Indodana yakhe uCharles nguye oseyinkosi njalo ubizwa ngokuthi nguKing Charles III. Ukhulume kuhola elisanda kwedlula esethula amazwi akhe awakuqala njengenkosi ekhala ngokutshona kukanina kanti ke esipha uZulu waseBhilithane isibindi. Abakhokheli bamazwe omhlaba abagoqela uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa labo sebethumele amazwi enduduzo kumuli yendlovukazi. Kwaziwai vatereri, nasi muchirongwa che Live Talk, tiri kuenderera mberi. Nekutarisa nyaya kushaya kwa mambokazi veku Britain. Queen Elizabeth II, avo vakashaya ne zuro vabane makore ekubere kwa makumi mafumbamwe ne matana tu kana kuti 96. Mwanakomana wavo mukuru kana kuti nevanji Charles ndiye apinda pachigaro chekuva mambo weGreat Britain uye vakunzi ndi King Charles III. And today the new king addressed the British nation in a televised address.
I speak to you today with feelings of profound sorrow. Throughout her life, Her Majesty the Queen, my beloved mother, was an inspiration, an example to me and to all my family. And we owe her the most heartfelt debt any family could owe to their mother, for her love, affection, guidance, understanding, and example. Queen Elizabeth was a life well lived, a promise with destiny kept, and she is mourned most deeply in her passing. That promise of lifelong service I renew to you all today. Alongside the personal grief that all my family are feeling, we also share with so many of you in the United Kingdom, in all the countries where the Queen was head of state, in the Commonwealth and across the world, a deep sense of gratitude for the more than 70 years in which my mother, as Queen, served the people of so many nations. In 1947, on her 21st birthday, she pledged in a broadcast from Cape Town to the Commonwealth to devote her life, whether it be short or long, to the service of her peoples. That was more than a promise. It was a profound personal commitment which defined her whole life. She made sacrifices for duty. Her dedication and devotion as sovereign never wavered. Through times of change and progress, through times of joy and celebration, and through times of
King Charles III, the former Prince of Wales, addressing the nation in his new role as King of Britain a while ago. From coast to coast, hemisphere to hemisphere, world leaders and ordinary people are also paying tribute to Queen Elizabeth. And the story is dominating news headlines from newspapers to television networks.
Breaking news for you.
Buckingham Palace has announced the death of the Queen Elizabeth II.
England's longest reigning monarch.
People and presidents across Africa have been reacting to the death of Britain's Queen Elizabeth, who died on Thursday. The passing of the UK's longest-serving monarch has triggered a global outpouring of tributes and retrospection.
The Queen has lived like she was never going to die.
In Nigeria's capital, Abuja, capital markets regulator Tunde Kamali described the news as surreal.
So I've known all my life. I've never known any other ruler last that long. So for this now to have happened, well, it only means that every man has an end.
I declare before you all.
Elizabeth became queen in 1952, a time when the British Empire in Africa remained intact.
Enter the service of our great imperial family.
But over the next few decades, African independence movements would successfully unshackle the continent from colonialism and its associated atrocities. From the roots of the British Empire grew the Commonwealth, led by Queen Elizabeth. 20 African countries, including Nigeria, Ghana, and South Africa, are members. Responding to the death, Ghana's President Nana Akufo-Addo praised the Queen's friendliness, elegance, style, and sheer joy, while his Nigerian counterpart, Muhammadu Buhari, described her as a towering global personality and an outstanding leader. In Cape Town, residents like Sophia Emmanuel were also responding to the news.
For me, it's just sad. I can't really say I take it personally, but I mean, it's sad for people around the world and especially for England.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said the Queen's commitment and dedication remains a noble and virtuous example to the entire world.
And in the British Parliament, former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson also issued a eulogy describing Queen Elizabeth as a great leader.
She showed the world not just how to reign over a people, she showed the world how to give, how to love, and how to serve. And as we look back at that vast arc of service, its sheer duration is almost impossible to take in. She was the last living person in British public life to have served in uniform in the Second World War. She was the first female member of the royal family in 1,000 years to serve full-time in the armed. She knew instinctively how to cheer up the nation, how to lead a celebration. I remember her innocent joy more than 10 years ago after the opening ceremony of the London Olympics, when I told her that the leader of a friendly Middle Eastern country seemed actually to believe that she had jumped out of a helicopter in a pink dress and parachuted into the stadium. And I remember her equal pleasure on being told just a few weeks ago that she had been a smash hit in her performance with Paddington Bear, who worked so hard for the good of her country, not just now, but for generations to come. That is why we mourn her so deeply. And it is in the depths of our grief that we understand why we loved her so much.
Yeah. Now comes the mother of the house.
Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson speaking earlier today. Also in Parliament, another former British Prime Minister, Theresa May, also paid tribute, recalling her encounter with the King that amused other lawmakers.
I remember one picnic at Balmoral which was taking place in one of the bothies on the estate. The hampers came from the castle and we all mucked in to put the food and drink out on the table. I picked up some cheese, put it on a plate and was transferring it to the table. The cheese fell on the floor. I had a split-second decision to make. I picked up the cheese, put it on the plate and put it on the table. And I turned round to see that my every move had been watched very carefully by Her Majesty the Queen. I looked at her. She looked at me, and she just smiled. And the cheese remained on the table.
Former British Prime Minister Theresa May remembering the late Queen Elizabeth earlier today. And now we are joined via Skype by social and political commentator Diva Dube, based in the United Kingdom. Mr. Dube, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening, Mr. Nkomo. Thank you to be part of your program.
Thank you so very much. Give us a picture, Mr. Dube, a clear picture of the mood in the United Kingdom as we speak following the passing of Queen Elizabeth and indeed the assumption of King Charles III. His assumption of the throne now as the new leader of England.
Well, the current situation here in England, I mean, people they are literally, everybody's waiting anxiously to know, to see that what's going to happen from now onwards. But all in all, everybody's is overwhelmed by the situation, but you know, by the grief of the Queen. So it's something absolutely, you know, people, they were not really waiting for such bad news for this current time. But because as we still remember that she welcomed the prime minister who is now the leader of the Conservatives and who is the leader of the country now. So people are still looking forward. They're thinking that there will be a lot that the Queen could still be part of as far as the leadership is concerned in this country. But, all in all, the news came in thick and fast, and, we ended up seeing that he is going to Scotland, and that's when everybody thought that, no, something's not going, it's not very, very well on that side where the Queen is as far as the medical situation was. So they ended up seeing
Mr. Dube, politicians paying tribute to the Queen in Parliament. How are ordinary people remembering her?
Well, ordinary people, they are mourning the Queen in different ways. But all in all, I would say most people are devastated with the loss of the Queen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Mr. Dube, and please do stay on the line as we welcome our second guest of the night. That's Professor Ricky Mukonza, joining us all the way from Pretoria in South Africa. Professor Mukonza, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening, Tungamili. Good evening to your listeners.
Yes, thank you so very much for joining us. Let's take a short break before we dive in, Professor Mukonza. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. And I would like to apologize to our listeners there. We are experiencing some technical glitches. Standugu Xolisa kuZulu kwini balaleli lababukeli ngoba imitshina yethu ngani kayisebenzi kuhle. Asindizokele kwamuri Professor Mukonza. Ndanganditshithi Britain yanaishe King Charles III. Muri kuona vachitonga nenzira yanga ichi vachifamba negwara ranga richifamba namambokazi kana kuti muri kuona vachichinja musambo?
Maonero andinoita ndeyekuti King Charles munhu akasiyana naQueen Elizabeth. Naizvozvo pachange paine musiyano maererano nematongero avachaita. Tikada kutanga kutarisa kuti Queen Elizabeth pavakapinda pachigaro ichi cheushe vakanga vasina tunyanyaya kumashure, asi tinoona kuti King Charles vari kupinda vaine tumwe tunyaya. Vamwe vari kutoti maitiro avanga vachiita zvinhu muupenyu hwavo ane tunyunyuto twakati saka pane kakutyira kuti vachatonga zvakanaka. Saka neimwe nzira ndiri kuti mukoma mutungamiri vanhu vaviri vakasiyana, saka tinofanira kuvaonawo nenzira imwe cheteyo.
Asi kushayika kwamambokazi kunorevei kumbatanidzwa weCommonwealth? Is this the end of the Commonwealth kana kuti tichaona Ishe Charles vachinyatsoibata-bata vachiimutsidzira? Because macritics ari kuti Commonwealth Commonwealth nezita chete, hapasina zviripo kwamakumbo enyoka chete.
Maonero andinoita ndeyekuti Commonwealth ichangoenderera mberi. Apa parikunzi nevamwe yanga yango yezita, ngatirangarirei kuti ndiQueen Elizabeth vanga varipo. Ndofunga kuti nenyaya yekukura vanga vasimba rarisipo rekumhanyisa kuti zvinhu zvifambe zvakanaka muCommonwealth. King Charles vari kuuya vachiri vatsva, saka tine tarisiro yekuti vachauya nesimba idzva, yatingati new energy, vakaimutsiridza. Ndo tarisiro yangu, asi regai tione kuti zvinofamba sei vangoma.
Professor Ricky Mukonza, please do stay on the line. Ngiphenduke kuwe Baba Dube. Inkosi entsha le selile nkosi khona ngapho eBritain, King Charles III, ubona ebusa ngendlela ehamba ngendlela indlovukazi ebihamba ngayo, kumbe ubona ephambuka ehamba ngeyakhe indlela?
Ngendlela engibona ngayo ngikhangela kakhulu nxa sikhangele muva, ngoba ezinye izinto ukuthi senelise ukuthi sibe nempendulo kwathi sikhangele lapho kuvelwa khona emuva. Ngendlela engibona ngakhona, uCharles uzalwisa ngakho konke okusemandleni ukuthi azame ukungena enyaweni zikamamakhe ukwenzela ukuthi angacekeli phansi isimo noma isimo sombuso wobukhosi bakibo. Ingakho uzalwisa ngakho konke, kodwa-ke ngendlela uQueen obekade enesithunzi ngakhona angibona ukuthi uzakwenelisa kumfana ukuthi afike kanye ezingeni ezingeni uQueen kade ekilo. Ngoba kwesinye isikhathi nxa usebukhosini ziningi ezinye izinto ofanele ukuthi uziphathe ngezinye iy'ndlela. Engibona ingathi uCharles ngibona ingathi uphansi kakhulu, njalo ukuba phansi kwakhe kakhulu kulesinye isikhathi lapho kuyabe kudingakala khona ukuthi njalo abanye ungathi abamhloniphi kahle ngendlela efaneleyo. Yiko ngathi kuzakwenza ukuthi bengathi ubukhosi bakhe abusoze kufanele lobo kaQueen. Kodwa yena uzalwisa ngakho konke okusemandleni, ngoba ubukhosi lobo obabuQueen ibukhosi obukhulu kakhulu, njalo obuhlonitshwa umhlaba wonke
jikelele. I-monarchy yeBritain Dube yi-institution ehlonitshwayo ethakazelelwa ngabaningi, ikakhulu abalobudlelwano lelizwe leBritain. Kodwa kuminyaka emibili emithathu edluleyo sibone kuphuma imbiko ye-racism, imbiko ekhomba ukuthi ungani kulokhu kubandlululwa kwabantu abamnyama khonapho nxa sesikhangela kahle mbale lapho ukuthi utheni u King Charles uthena with Catherine besides him our new prince and princess of Wales will I know continue to inspire and lead our national conversations, helping to bring the march now to the center ground where vital help can be given. I want also to express my love for Harry and Meghan as they continue to build their lives overseas. UHarry lo Meghan yibo abakhipha imbiko yokuthi hayi kulokubandlululwa kwabantu abamnyama khonapho. Kumonaki basebebuya ke uHarry walandela umfazi wakhe bazohlala ngapha eMelika. Ubona inkosi entsha ilufaka amehlo mpela udaba lwe-racism udaba lobandlululo ibona ukuthi luyathanyelwa luyaphela yini ku-British monarchy khonapho?
Kuyinto engiyibona ukuthi yinto azayiqakathekisa kakhulu leyo u-Charles ekungeneni kwakhe ngoba uyazi mhlophe ukuthi empilweni yakathesi noma ngithi eminyakeni yakathesi impilo isafana neminyaka yakudala. Kathesi abantu abamnyama kaningi asebefundile kakhulu abatholakala endaweni eziningi. Nxa sithi siyakhangela noma mhlawumbe sithi siyakhangela ku-health, ku-Department of Health khonapho kuleli lizwe. Abantu abaphetheyo ezinye izinto eziningi kakhulu ama-nurses nama-doctors ngabantu noma ngabantu abamnyama noma ngabantu abavela kwelase-India noma ngabantu abangasomakhiwa abaphethe izinto ezindaweni eziningi. Even kwabanye ama-professional departments noma ama-engineers nani sekugcwele abantu abamnyama. Okungawukuthi uzalwisa ngakho konke ukuthi azame ukutshengisa ukuthi yena kukhona into entsha ayilethayo ezakwenza ukuthi abantu babone ukuthi abantu bazizwe beyamukelekile, bazizwe beyi-part of i-society yakuleli lizwe. Ngoba akusafani le mpilo ngesikhathi uQueen ethatha ubukhosi bakhe, impilo yakhona yayingafani le mpilo lesithi lakathesi. Ngoba izinto eziningi kathesi njalo le-social media isi-take over ezintweni eziningi. Ongawukuthi okuningi sokukhulunywa egcekeni akusafani nakudala ukuthi ezinye izinto zazifihlakele zingakhulunywa. Yingakho uzabe sesaba konkwala ukuthi nxa engenza into izinto ezingahambi kahle kulula kakhulu ukuthi ahlambalazeke ngenxa yokuthi i-social media nezinto zonke sesegcekeni. Yingakho uzalwisa ukuthi ikakhulukazi umntanakhe lo owasuka wahamba waye eMelika ukuthi kube ngumzekeliso azazama ukuthi alwise uletter back umalukazana wakhe nomntanakhe ukuthi babuye lapho azame ukuthi aba-impresse abatshengisele ukuthi hhayi thinokuyana sekwadlula kathesi asikhangeleni ibanga eliphambili. Ngoba ukuxosana ngokubuzwe khona kuyinto ekhona kuyinto esingeke size siyitshaye indiba kodwa into ekhona okweqiniso.
Mhm, siyabonga Dube qhubeka kubambile and we have a caller. Mtereri wakadi yakho.
Na akasimba makadi yeni baba.
Hayi wata kasimba rikutaura nani apa?
Muri kutaura na baba wa divine kubudiriro kuketi.
Baba divine tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ai mongoti neurombo nekushaikirwa na gogo Elizabeth. Vanirwadza zvisingaite. Vane mabasa akawanda atakaona vakaita plus vane history yehondo kubva kuna naodzo 2 yese tachora pani kunzi vakaona hondo dzo 2.
Ndeapi mabasa avo amanga muchinyatsofarira?
Mabasa avo atakafarira
hongo
ndingangondiri ndakafarira kuti vakabvuma kana vatema tiwo tiri muengland mavo imomo kutiwatiwanewo mabasa ekutiwo mapepe kutiwo ndichinge tichishandawo muengland imomo tina mazeru dzakawanda dzazara muengland manesi havakawandisa vanhu vari imomo saka tongotenda nepasaguru vakabatarero tingotiwo aripo wacho akupinda ee ngaarambo akadaro kuti atorowo vanhu vatema upindewo munyika mavo.
Mhm, aiwa tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa.
Handiti aiwa ndatenda hangu atarwadzwa zvikuru na Queen Elizabeth.
Aiwa.
Aha,
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru and coming to you back to you.
Tinovara nokuti taiwaona vana Robert Gabriel Mugabe. wakapfugama vana Robert Mugabe vanaye ndakazviona pamufananidzo wachizviita izvozvo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Ndidzokere kwamuri profesa. Mutereri muri kunzwa kuti ari kutaura kuti aiwa ane urombo uyezve ari kufarira mabasa akaitwa namambokadzi. Ari kutaura kuti vambobuda navamugave. For somebody who might be wondering why are we even covering this story, what's the relevance to Zimbabwe, what's the relevance to the world, muungada kuti chiikwa kwavari vanhu vakadaro? Because we know Queen vakambouyawo kuZimbabwe and she played the role panyaya yeindependence yeZimbabwe.
Hongu Queen vane basa ravakabata pakusununguka kweZimbabwe, uye makore kutanga eutongi hwavamugabe tinoziva kuti vakanga vaine kudyidzana kwavakanga vainako zvekuti vaitombobuda pamufananidzo vari vese. Asi tikatarisa vankomo kumunhu mutema wemuAfrica, pane kuona kwakasiyana siyana. Hongu ndambwa muteereri ari kuti ari kunzwa kuhwadzikana nekushayika kwaita Queen. Asi kune vamwewo vari kuti aiwa Queen nevamwe vatungamiri vechichena vakakonzeresa kupambwa kwenyika dzemuAfrica, vakakonzeresa nyaya dzekutorwa kwezviwanikwa zvine upfumi hwemuAfrica huchienda kunyika yeBritain. Uye Queen ane nyaya dzakawanda dzekudzvanyirira vakanga vachinge vari mukati mazvo zvinoita kuti
Professor, we are losing you. Your phone is breaking there. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me now?
Yes, now we can. Please wrap it up. 30 seconds, we're out of time.
Okay. No, no, kuti kune so vatore economic freedom fighters riri muno South Africa vanyora tsamba yavo yekuti aiwa tiri kurangarira hedu tikurwadziwa nekushayika kwa Queen, asi pane zvimwe zvinhu zvavasina kuita zvakanaka kuvanhu vechitema.
Thank you so very much, Professor Ricky Mukonza. Njengokukhuluma kwakhe lapho uprofessor, yebo bayamthanda uQueen Ndlovukazi, bayakhala abaningi, kodwa abanye njalo abaningi kakhulu abavela eAfrika lasemazweni asesihlengeni bayakhala bathi hayi, bona kabala lutho lokukhala ngoba uQueen labelungu abaningi bahuquluza inoto yeZimbabwe kakhulu leyamazwe avo. And that brings us to the end of our show. A big thank you to our guests, Professor Ricky Mukonza and my good friend Difa Dube. Good night, Zimbabwe. Let's make another date again next week.